Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, man.
Right on time, buddy.
Right on time, doggy. Come on, man.
By a cunt hair, baby.
Come on, man. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, live on a Wednesday morning, afternoon, it's an afternoon. East Village, Gas Digital Studios. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Doing good, buddy. Feeling good.
Feeling nice. It's a little loud. Incredible show plan today. You know, fucking stressful couple days here. Stressful couple days for me. Love you. Fucking really pissed me off this morning. I get a text message from my team. They're saying, oh, Lev canceled, but he's sending in somebody else in his stead. Can you go to your fucking mind? You don't just choose who comes on my show.
That's such a nice thing to do.
It's not like, a nice thing to do.
I'm going to replace myself.
And if you're going to replace yourself, replace yourself with somebody more famous and more talented.
Otherwise, got Roy Rosen.
Who?
The sandwich shop?
Motherfucker is trying to send me no names.
Lewis like yelled at me in the morning. I got an hour of sleep and he's like, fuck face. That's how he starts a conversation.
I was like, don't you ever try to send somebody on my show.
At least you know where he's at. Yeah, starting a conversation like that?
Why are you two dressed like a tag team?
You'll find out, motherfucker.
Incredible show to plan today. You guys know him and love him from the Lev Fur Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Lev Fur back on the show.
Yes, yes.
Tried to bail this morning. Tried to bail, but he's fucking
I can't
here.
Do this anymore. This is morning radio.
It's not even morning. It's noon, dude. We change it to noon because people complained too much.
You make your friends wake up. In the morning.
So from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Malafarina back on the show.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Sup, kid?
Hi.
Sup, kid?
Sup, dude? I still have a gay-ass day job, so this is cake for me.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
And there's one thing this room loves.
Yeah. Also, I brought cake.
We have a great show planned today. We have a lot to fucking talk about, all right? People are pissed off. The sky's falling here if you're a Gas Digital subscriber.
Oh, shit.
Last night.
Is there something wrong with the website?
No, nothing wrong with the website. The platform's never been better. But last night, we did we aired an old episode. It was never aired before. We aired the Legion of Skanks, Whitney Cummings episode from Skankfest a couple years ago.
Okay.
And it had never been aired in its entirety. We aired a piece of it. We like took pieces of it and put it out. But people acted like fucking, wow.
What were they mad?
They were mad that we didn't do a new episode. What happened was...
Doesn't she like show box on that one?
We were going to do a new episode. Jay was out of town. Jay's in LA for Netflix. It's a joke festival. Me and Dave were going to do one with Giannis Pappas, Steve Ranazzisi, Zach Amico. Right? We're going to do... Which we do. If one of us are out of town... We do that, it happens, you know? So we said, fuck it, it'll be a great show. We had a great show planned, a lot of fun stuff planned. Giannis ended up canceling the night before. He was staying out in LA, and we're like, all right, fine. We ended up getting Butterly to come in, which, to be honest with you, some would say, better show.
Mm.
Giannis wouldn't say it.
Whoa.
Giannis wouldn't say that.
Someone's about to have a long day, fella.
Butterly was going to come in. And then Dave's flight got delayed. Dave could not make it until like 11 p.m. And then we were going to do it anyway. But then it was just going to be a live real ass podcast. It wasn't Legion of Skanks. Doing it without Dave or Jay, and it's just me and Zach, it's a live real ass podcast. It wasn't Legion of Skanks. We literally, in the history of doing the show, I think that was the first time we've ever skipped an episode and just put out something. Usually, even if we've done like a best of, or we do like an old episode, we'll get together and record one that will go out to iTunes and we'll go out to YouTube later on in the week. We're not doing it. We just don't have the time. Dave's traveling. He's doing Tucker Carlson right now. Big J's on the West Coast right now. I'm traveling tomorrow. Dave's traveling today. It just couldn't happen. So we're doing the Friday night hang on Friday. For the first time in the history of fucking doing the show, we missed a brand new episode this week. Fucking sue me.
Can I be honest?
Please, be honest.
I haven't done an episode.
Do it as Giannis Papas, please.
Be honest.
Please be honest.
And I'll be butterly.
Right. So, no, I haven't done an episode of my podcast in 6 months.
What?
We've just been re-airing every week. I don't know how you guys do it.
It's a lot, dude. It's a lot of energy.
But how great was that show at the Stand?
So then we ended up doing a stand-up comedy show at the Stand on Monday night. You, Lev, honestly, dude, easy follow. Easy. Okay. I mean, okay. I'm talking about like, Lev was talking all this shit. He was like, dude, I'm going to fucking bury you.
Let me tell you something. First of all, Lewis, he goes, I want an easy follow. Put me after Lev. I go, are you sure, buddy? And then I go up, have a hot set. I even trashed the chick before me.
Yeah.
Hot chick's hot. Yeah. Hot chick on stage getting all these
hot
applause
chick
breaks.
Summer in the city. Wow.
Yeah. I went up. I was like, wow, she's got so many applause breaks. What'd she ask? Clap if you want to fuck me. Big pop. Had a great set. Lewis is like, don't worry, I'll follow that easy. He goes on stage, he goes, all right, guys, what the fuck's going on? You guys at that table, come sit at this table.
Hell yeah.
He just completely throws it being a comedy show out the window.
Yeah. And then you both put an audible and bombed.
I laid down the fucking hammer.
He gets off stage, he's like, dude, you think your set was good? You didn't even move any tables around. What are you talking about?
You didn't even call one person a fucking cunt.
Dude, I busted the room.
He's like, you didn't pick up any plates. You didn't do it. It's like, let's analyze the comedy here. But you did announce that you're single. That's exciting.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. Fuck you, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Lewis.
We're being respectful of the situation.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what we're calling her?
She's like,
no, that's who she's dating now. She's dating the situation. That's
a level up. Enough, boys. We have an incredible show planned today. I want to get into that show. Let's fucking do some plugs. Plug a Rooney's. Plug a Rooski. Plug it up. Plug it in. Let Lev begin. What are you plugging on, Lev?
Nice. I am 20 followers away from 10K. Yonkers Comedy Club in June. And over the next week, I will be at House of Comedy in Edmonton and House of Comedy in Vancouver. Headlining 2 weekends. Maybe Comedy Works Saratoga at the end of the month. And some other dates coming up. Follow me on Instagram.
Very cool.
Yep. I am 8,600 followers away from 10K. Also, I have 3 podcasts. Pains in the Mouth for comedy. Drag the Lake if you like music. And No More Heroes if you want to hear me rant about bullshit. Thank you.
Zach D'Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. And I got another show here on the network, Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Please listen to that. And also, if you could subscribe to it on YouTube, just about to hit 10K so that we can monetize the channel, and it would mean a lot. So Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show on YouTube. Please subscribe.
Very cool. I got a lot of live dates coming up. I will be off this weekend, but next weekend I'm doing a little run Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Glendale, Wisconsin. That's the 16th, 17th, and 18th of May. Tickets going fast for all of these dates, so grab them in advance. Don't get left out in the cold. Then I got Las Vegas, Wise Guys at the end of the month, May 24th, 25th. June 21st, 22nd, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. They got a lot of other stuff coming up all throughout the rest of the end of the summer, into the fall, and into the winter. Ontario, California, Los Angeles, Oxnard, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, California. I'm going to be at the Cape Cod Melody Tent with the Regs this summer, which is pretty fucking sick, too. Governors on Long Island just got added. Tacoma, Spokane. Janesville, Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin. It's all up. All these are up right now, the Mediocre Tour, and I keep on adding more dates, so keep on looking out. Let me know what city you're in if you guys want me to come out and fucking perform. All new material. Been feeling really, really great about this. It's all going to come to an end. I think I'm going to go back to England this January and film a brand new special. So thank you for supporting, guys. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Brand new apps, brand new platform altogether. Make sure you guys subscribe. Use the promo code RAP14 for a 14-day free trial that unlocks literally over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. They're all ad-free, all uncensored. All the shows are uncensored on Gas Digital. If you hate the censorship on YouTube, well, guess what? You can get it uncensored on Gas Digital. And we do a bonus episode every Friday, a bonus exclusive episode for our subscribers. So if you guys love this show and you're listening to it on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you get an extra episode every single week. And it's always fun. Friday show was always a blast. In fact, this summer we're doing the Friday pool hangs.
It'll be very fun.
Our Friday shows are going to be at the pool in Jersey. It's going to be fucking sick. Yeah, you guys are going to come out. It's going to be a party.
Sounds sick.
Check out the regs. Check out Legion of Skanks. That's it. That's it. let's see. We're doing a weight gaining competition.
Fuck yeah.
Doing a weight gaining competition, not for you.
Is it retroactive?
You're not allowed to be. You're not involved. But no. We wanted to get fat guys. That's why we picked you for the show today.
Oh shit! I'm in the exact opposite camp. I'm having breathing problems, so I'm losing weight.
You're having breathing problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I got like I've been going to the gym and I've been gaining muscle, but I still have like a fucking boulder on my stomach. And so
how's the diet?
Horrendous.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely horrendous.
I don't think diet's correlated to weight gain though.
What?
I don't think diet like matters.
Well, I mean, you could eat like shit but have low calories and not gain weight, but you'll
No. Andy, he's kidding. He's a fat fuck. He's blowing up. Literally, I'm watching. If during the show, if you do like a time lapse, you'll watch Lev swell. Yeah.
That's such a fucking rude thing to say to me, dude. In the morning.
So you're trying to lose weight. Lev, you're trying to, you don't care. You've given up altogether.
I've kind of given up, but if somehow I could wake up 50 pounds lighter, that'd be great.
I'm just trying to lose the belly fat because I don't mind being a big boy. I like throwing around heavy weights and shit.
Yeah, but of course.
The gut fucking sucks ass. Like my cardio is zero.
Buggy, just get your diet in order. Just cut down the carbs, cut down the sugar. If you're in the gym doing a lot of working out, you'll just burn through that fat very quickly.
No, I got to figure out that because I've been on like a tear recently where I'll see a McDonald's and I'll get excited. Like I can't stop. I just like I've been going crazy on fast food and shit.
Yeah, I'm 4 days into my keto diet. I'm back. Now that I'm single again, I got to get back in shape. I can't be fat.
Why do you think you have to be in shape? That doesn't matter. Like that's not going to stop you from getting pussy.
It's not that it'll stop me from getting pussy. I don't like myself when I'm fat. Like, yeah. I feel like, bleh.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I'm in shape, I feel really good. I feel like every other part of my life is coming together.
Is that really worth the hard work?
Yeah, literally it is. It's also, it feels better, like, overall in life, it does feel better to be fit.
Yeah.
It's like two things, right? So you could eat really, really shitty food and be lazy and just fucking sit around, right? And that immediate endorphin hit of like, oh, this is great food. That feels great immediately. But then I walk around feeling sluggish, you know, feeling slow. My mind doesn't feel like it's working the right way. And that immediate hit fucking goes away very quickly. And I live my life depressed.
Dude.
When I'm in shape, I fucking don't get that immediate hit. But my overall longevity is and my happiness over the long period of time is better.
You ever woken up happy?
Dude. I
imagine.
I got like,
you know what that? Can you imagine waking up and being like, yeah,
bro?
The only time that's happened is when I wake up to food.
You remember that?
You're happier eating shitty food than you are being svelte.
I think that whether I'm in shape or not, I'm gonna be miserable either way. So I might as well slam Chick-fil-A breakfasts at the same time.
All right, I understand.
You know what I mean? I would like if being in shape was very fun. It was nice, but it also. You start taking selfies and shit. Lewis starts posting his collarbones on fucking Instagram.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a shit, dude.
It, you know,
look like a fucking king.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like a mix for me because when I do go on a tear where I'm eating healthy, I do feel good. But at the same time, like if you were just like not being able to have a couple beers ever, that would drive me fucking insane. Yeah. Like that would suck ass. So it's like finding the balance and shit. But yeah, dude, starting off the day, I got in those tears starting off the day with Chick-fil-A breakfast. It's good in that moment, but then the rest of your day is a fucking
I'm never there, right? So it's never in the morning because every day I wake up and I go, no, today's going to be the day we're fucking doing it right. Yeah.
That's every night of my life.
And then by 1 p.m. we'll hit, I'm like, all right, you know what? Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow we're going to do this fucking right and that's that.
My only thing, I'm walking around all day.
The harder thing is just to decide to do it. Deciding to go to the gym, deciding to be on the diet. And once you make that decision and turn that corner, that's that.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're celebrating.
I'm just hoping technology catches up, and by the time I'm 50, they just have shit that can reverse all this.
I don't think so. Take a pill that eats your fucking stomach.
There's no... Yeah, there has to be. In 20 years...
Well, they have... Why don't you do Ozempic? They have that pill. It's out there. And that will get better, yes. But I'm also assuming that that's going to cause cancer in, like, massive ways.
Yeah.
Like Amy Schumer and the fucking Are You Garbage guys. It's just that fucking cancerous fucking cells growing out of their eyeballs. It's fucking over, dude. Would you do that? Would you do Ozempic?
No, Ozempic feels like quitting to me.
Yeah.
I'd rather just...
But you're bragging about quitting.
I'd rather lie to myself every
night.
Yeah,
but you are quitting. So you're quitting in life, like, but you won't quit toward health?
I don't want to quit. I just want to eat Chick-fil-A every second of the day.
I'm willing to quit if it kills me. I'm not willing to quit if it'll save my life.
Ozempic is not tasty. I can't put Chick-fil-A sauce on Ozempic.
I don't really like the flavor it's coming in right now.
Once they get like a fruity flavor, like is there a strawberry Ozempic?
Well, like, there's, like, I just saw Dr. Drew on, like, an ad. I watched, like, it was maybe one of those ads on YouTube. Once in a while, they'll get you where it'll be, where it's 5 seconds. The first 5 seconds get you, and then you're sitting there watching a 7-minute YouTube ad, and you're like, what the fuck happened here? Dr. Drew got me on one recently, which is, like, just some fucking fat-burning program or whatever. The first original one was the guy, the first one that ever got me of those YouTube ads, because it's very rare. But it was a guy, he kind of looked like Giannis Pappas, and he'd be fucking...
In front of like a Lamborghini.
In front of a Lamborghini, and then he'd go to his library, he's like, I read 18 books a day, motherfucker.
He's like, do you want
to
read a bunch of books while getting your dick sucked?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this guy rules.
Yo, puto, you ever seen this many books? Check out the rims on this fucking Ferrari, you dumb fuck.
That guy's a huge scam artist. I got this Ferrari from reading. Yeah. They're all scam artists, dude. They all are. Even the thing that Dr. Drew is... I looked into it, and it's a guy... This guy also goes viral, and it'd be like a guy like with abs, and he's eating a big burger, and he's like, "You're not gonna starve yourself to be in shape. This is the secret." And then like his secret, I looked up the program. The secret is literally like intermittent fasting and like HIIT cardio. Like there's no secret. There's no easy path. There was no like oh, there's just one hidden thing. No. It's fucking moving and it's having less calories going to your body. That's it. There is no shortcut.
They always play on that where you like want some exciting solution. Like that's what always made me laugh when people started introducing intermittent fasting. I go, skip breakfast and don't eat late.
Yeah, that'll be
it. Like don't give it a goofy name. You're just skipping breakfast.
Yeah, and that they you know, the thing is you can't cheat it. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Ozempic, it's just the way the world works, the way the universe works is that I think you do not get anything for free. There's a payoff for anything, right? So Ozempic, the pay is going to be that is going to kill people. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, of course.
2-3 years from now, you're going to see Ozempic. You're going to be like, oh, no, that shit is actually really bad. They found out it was absolutely awful for you and it fucking killed people.
I love that this podcast is four guys talking about health while breathing heavily in the microphones. Like, what
is the... Just running the cough button so they don't hear me wheezing.
Wait, what is this? This is a silent intervention you're throwing us? What's going on here?
This is the opposite, though.
I'll do
it. We're going to talk a little bit about health, but we are doing a weight gain competition between Jorge and K-Blind Mike.
Oh, they're the ones who need to do that. They're tiny little boys you can easily handle.
I might have a program for them.
Well, I was figuring you could probably give these guys some advice.
You should be their coaches.
I read 8,000 menus a day.
Where we're coaching them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, dude, just have Mike hang out with me for a week.
What would you do to have them gain weight?
Every time I impulsively wanted McDonald's 5 times a day, I'd make him get what I got.
You have to understand that with Mike, though, you not only have to like feed him enough that it pushes through the AIDS.
Yes.
It's doubling.
Have to feed him because he can't see the food.
One of my least favorite categories on the internet is hot girls eating. I hate it.
Really?
I hate a hot girl. She's like, let me see how much I can eat today. And she just fucking just shoves.
You don't like hot bitches taking big bites?
No, I hate it, dude.
I'm not proud of it, but there's something about it I like.
You know, it's just because I can't get past it. It's like, if I ate that much McDonald's, like if I tried to have sex, because look, I'm trying to look at this hot girl as an object of my desire,
okay,
right?
Fair,
this is it. So like in my mind, I'm going, if I had that much McDonald's, you remember that one bitch? She was like, let me show you how much McDonald's I could eat. And she was a hot chick in a car and just fucking, like just eating fucking... so much, like a wild amount. if I ate that, I literally my asshole would be just one little flick away from just exploding and shooting diarrhea everywhere. So I can't fucking get past it. I'd be hitting this girl from behind, and I'm like, yo, her asshole is about to just shoot all over me. This is wild.
You'd just be praying to God the whole time that you don't fucking unlock the faucet.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoDelta, YoDelta.com. They are incredible. If you're over 21 and you guys like getting super duper high, you got to get your Delta 8 THC delivered directly to your door legally from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and now pre-rolls for all your getting stone needs. But hey, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Get it delivered right to your door. Vapes, gummies, legal, fast, and amazingly, just go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. All right, where were we?
That's the other part that why I need to stop eating like that is it does. It makes your asshole not – you can't trust your asshole.
Bro, I will have a 6 a.m. flight, and I'll put down 5,000 calories at Wendy's, like, at 3 in the morning.
Oh, and Wendy's breakfast is the worst.
Just have diarrhea the whole way home.
This is depressing. This is depressing.
I can't avoid it. Yeah. That's it.
You and your girlfriend. So sexy, did you tell me recently that your girlfriend cried? Somebody told me about your girlfriend crying. Yeah.
She has cried watching me.
There was something recently. Was it you that told me or somebody else? Dude,
probably Racine told you. It's like Racine's favorite story.
Dude, it was so fucking funny.
What are you eating?
So me and my girlfriend, we were like, it was the 4th of July. I think we were at like Ari's house or something. And we'd be like drinking.
No, those are fireworks.
And we'd been like drinking or something. And my chick had been on my ass about like health shit. And then, you know, I'm like, I just sneakily get a Postmates order to meet us at the house as we're walking home. So as we're walking up to my apartment, there's just a guy holding two Subway footlongs. And I go, and it's for me. And I grab both of them. And she just starts crying. And I'm housing two footlongs. I'm being like, I'm fucking just go in the other room, all right?
You just have fucking turkey in your mouth. You're just like your mother, you whore.
This poor girl, this dude. She's so pretty and sweet and like just small.
Yeah.
It's so great too that Subway is just like the worst option.
Two foot long, just housing them.
What'd you get?
Probably a meatball marinara and the Outlaw.
Do love me. I don't know the Outlaw.
Ooh, you know
that's what they call Levin in Subway. They're like, that's the Outlaw's here.
Riding hot.
That's
today,
your personal.
Boys.
That's your special order.
There ain't enough room in the sandwich shop for both of us.
I kick the door open like it's a saloon.
Send me two Outlaws this time. She's finna cry.
Sir, that sandwich has been outlawed in 48 states.
Those are all sounds his asshole makes.
I do love
meatball. I call the three
Subway
sandwiches the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Dude, I do love a Subway footlong meatball. You know what I get? You know what I add to it?
What?
Salami.
Oh, but you know what? That's a regular item now.
Doggy. What?
Yeah, that's
a meatball with salami.
Yeah,
I invented that shit.
I think it's meatball with pepperoni.
Yes, that's on the
maybe
menu,
that's what what I meant. Yeah, meatball pepperoni. I invented that.
Yeah, meatball pepperoni hits.
Yeah, it's also nice for you now. You don't have to get two sandwiches because you're alone.
You just got outlawed.
I was going over the amount of money.
You'll never be inlawed.
I was going over the amount of money that it costs to keep a hot girl. It's
cage. It's electrics.
Doggy. I can afford a Lamborghini and a fucking horse.
You're gonna be that book guy.
Doggy. Now that I'm single, and I'm like, well, one of the secrets of my riches, not having a hot girlfriend.
I'm hard to get along with.
Just show my empty bedroom.
You sell a program.
Oh, you want a mansion? Get
nobody cries on this side of the bed anymore.
So what are these? Are 18 foods to gain weight fast? Let's see. Who do we think is going to win? By the way, I think Jorge is going to be able to beat Gay Blind Mike.
I agree.
In this competition.
So what are we doing? Weight gained or percentage?
Jorge is mine, right?
Jorge. You can have whoever you want.
I want Jorge.
Here's the problem. Gabe by Mike, I feel like, has the type of body that cannot gain weight. Jorge is Latino, dude. Latinos, we just fucking...
Dude, his ass is going to get so nice.
I can't wait to watch a gay blind guy do this challenge. He's like, I thought I was drinking milk, but turns out I've been eating a guy's ass. I have no faith in any of Gay Blind Mike's abilities. I think Jorge takes this in a sweep. He's got painted
nails. And they
nails.
Love to sweep.
Yeah.
So is it, I think it needs to be body...
Percentage
of weight.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
that's going to be the competition.
Why don't we also do a weight loss challenge? I have been pushing for this for a while. Nobody wants to do
it. I love it. Zach, would you do a weight loss challenge?
Nah, I want to work on it, but I don't want to do it on the air. I don't want people up my ass online.
Shannon and Figs have been doing one on The Thing Is.
Oh, they're both pigs. Who cares?
Yeah. So nobody watches
The Pig
show.
Is.
Let's do it on a show. That...
Ding!
Your order's that's, ready. Yeah.
But it's more of a gong, not a high pitch.
Figs is blown up. Have you seen him?
Figs a fat fuck.
He's a fat fuck now. He's like ripping through his mom jeans. He's wearing a fucking like a button down yesterday. It's all just out. Like every button's like a gaping asshole on the way down.
Yeah, big dudes gotta give up the button downs. They're not friendly to you.
Yeah.
There's like special companies now that make. Like it was like
clothes for
that's
pigs.
Why yeah like the oversized shirts are kind of in now, so it makes being a big dude a little easier.
That's why I know I'm fat. My algorithm would be like, it was like, hey, do you have a fat fucking stomach?
Yeah. Hey, do you want this shirt that hides your tits? Because you have tits now.
Do you miss shirts?
Would you like this girdle for men?
You want to stop pulling your shirt forward, you fat fuck?
Dude, there's all I have bad posture, and I was talking about recently. So all of the bad posture things are out now as well.
Oh yeah,
that are there's like one dude I got it one time. Dude, I fucking, who was it? It was like a chick. I wasn't dating her. I didn't like go out with her. I hugged this chick. So essentially, like, it's a piece that, like, you put on it's almost like a back, like the way a backpack fits, right? And then you pull the things and it pulls your shoulders back. And it gives you better posture. And it just kind of pulls you back. It feels like there's like two backpack straps pulling your shoulders back like this.
Now this is exercise.
It actually no, this is not exercise. This is just
no. It's like a train. It's Lewis got a sports bra.
Yeah, you got a training bra,
but
slouching bra.
That's exactly the problem. I went and hugged the chick, and she was like, "Are you wearing a bra?"
No, it's actually much worse. This is a device that makes me sit up straighter. I need to learn to arch my back.
It forces me to have confidence.
Then another one I had was like, it was like a little fucking.
You're like an As Seen on TV buyer.
I do. Shit. Another one was, it was essentially like an Apple AirTag that you would wear, and it had a sticky thing on it. And you stick it to your back.
It's called the Apple skin tag. People hate it.
It was good. And you stick it to your back. And what happens is you set it when you're like, have good posture. What happens is, essentially, if you start to slouch, if it knows that the sensor is going that far, if it starts to slouch like that, it'll start buzzing.
Yeah.
So every time I'm like this, I'm bzzz, like this. And
it looks like a dildo.
Dude, it was really annoying.
He's one of the OnlyFans girls with a pocket pussy in him.
When you put an electric thing on your back, didn't that fuck up with the water? Because he's a wetback, folks.
Ooh.
Come on.
I see what you were saying.
Come on. Mexicans.
18 foods that make you gain weight fast. Jorge,
can we guess them?
If you were going to try to gain weight, what would be your regimen? What would you eat?
Milk?
Peanut butter.
What else is very high? Milk is
I know what I'm starting Jorge on. Every morning, 3 Stroop waffles.
What is that?
Stroop waffles.
Stroop waffles are fun.
What the fuck is that?
Those are those little things. You get them on airplanes. You're supposed to put them on top of your coffee so they get warm. You know that? Oh.
They're the most calorie dense thing you can eat.
Really?
They like marathon runners bring them because it's the smallest thing you can fit in your bag with the most calories.
Wow!
How many calories is a strip waffle?
They are a lot.
120 calories.
No, they're so
4.5 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar.
But they're pretty small.
They're really small.
But it's calorie dense. Because, yeah, they're tiny, but I got to be honest with you. If you gave them a stack of pancakes, that's better than 3 Stroop waffles.
But I'm saying that's the start. That's before the meal.
Stroop waffle sounds like the name of a concentration camp.
But the fun one.
We are going to Stroop waffle! Is that how they got you your family?
That's where they burn the most calorically dense juice.
It probably smelled pretty good.
You gotta go. You're trying to gain weight.
It's not like a Subway.
Like, that's good. We should make chocolate.
It's gotta be all sugar. It's gotta be all carbs. It's gotta be all sugar. That's where you're gonna gain the fucking weight.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Oh boy, I'm also gonna have you start drinking heavily.
Yeah, we have to kill his metabolism.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about like but like heavy sugared alcohols, like rum. Like Puerto Rican rum. He's going to always be just drinking a bottle of Puerto Rican rum. He's hammered, dude.
Dude, you're going to have a Captain Phillips situation where fucking Tom Hanks gave himself diabetes.
He doesn't even like press the music button of the production. He's like, rum, rum.
Just Caribbean music.
He's a pirate. Louis, I'd come produce, but I got to attack a ship.
Yeah, I'm going to have Jorge drink your morning drink with your Stroop waffles.
Milkshake.
Fireball with rum chata. Oh my God. It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Can I say, why don't you have him do like a vanilla milkshake with like three or four shots of Fireball in it?
Yeah, I think that's a move.
That would fucking, I mean, just start your day off right. Ryan's going to be homeless in a week.
Dude, just make him do a case race every night. Just a whole bunch of PBRs.
What are some of these foods that make you gain weight fast?
So when you look up foods to gain weight, it's always like quote unquote healthy. But two of the things that Andy and Lev both said were on here. Number two is dairy milk, so real
milk.
Milk. And number four was nuts and nut butter. So you guys both said those already.
Peanut butter is very calorically dense.
Mike's like, nuts?
Like if
okay, sign me up. I love a challenge.
I remember realizing that because I was eating a bunch of peanut butter one day being like, I'm being so healthy. And then you look at the side, you're like, fuck.
Also, mayonnaise is probably on there. It's pretty high calorie.
I do have peanut butter sandwiches already to go.
You have peanut butter sandwiches ready to fucking rock.
Well, don't wait until we're weighing you guys.
Yeah, we gotta wait. Oh wait, oh, he's got some peanut butter. Look, he's freaking out right now. No, you gotta weigh you first.
Wait, you
psycho.
You stupid blind.
Do we have a scale here?
The fuck is deaf?
Yeah, we have
blind
a scale.
Problem.
All right, before we weigh them in, let's see some of these. These are all healthy foods to gain weight?
Yeah, they're ways to healthily gain weight.
No, we don't want to healthily gain weight. This needs to be fast. And how long are we doing this weight gain challenge for?
You want to do a month?
I think 30-day weight gain challenge.
To five. Fuck it. Watch the sugar, though. I don't want these boys getting diabetes.
Bro, it takes a long time to get diabetes.
What does the winner get?
Diabetes.
My suggestion is going to be just lots of sugar, lots of candy, lots of bread.
Carbs make you hold on to water.
Bagels, a bagel in the morning. A bagel will fucking fuck you up, dude. Carbs do make you hold on to water as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know where the best bagels are? At that damn Stroop waffle.
Let's see. All Oreo flavors ranked worst to best. No, it's, I don't want it. That's not it. This is just under
that
the
was
fat,
just other fat guy stuff fat that category. I wanted to include because I was interested in it.
What are some great? Tell me some good. Give me the top Oreo flavors. I don't need to hear all of them.
So here they are, the top Oreo flavors.
By the way, let me just say this: not even a big Oreo guy.
Really,
I like an Oreo.
Oreos are one that I can lose control on.
If I'm choosing a cookie, though, I'm not. I would much rather a Tate, a crispy fucking snappy Tate, delicious. Just a chocolate chip cookie in general.
Yeah, you like soft or crunchy?
I like them crunchy. Mm.
The Oreo represents society. You see, the white surrounded by blacks.
What are the best flavors? That was a bad joke.
Number one, according to this person who ranked all 82 of them, is the S'mores Oreo.
The S'moreo.
Which doesn't you can't get them anymore. Number two is the Marshmallow Krispy Kreme Oreo.
I saw a fucking thing. This is my other fat algorithm as well. It's like on Instagram all the time, I get like, it's either really healthy like keto recipes or like just the most fat, decadent shit you could possibly imagine. And somebody made fucking, they just put chocolate and marshmallows in a cup, put the cup in the air fryer, and then dipped fucking graham crackers in it. And it would look retarded. I was like, that's the way you do fucking s'mores, doggy.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
The way a s'more is done kind of stinks.
Yeah.
The flavors, the ratios aren't right for the s'more.
Yeah, campfire
when
s'more.
When you dip them, you control the ratio.
You control the fucking ratio. Simple as that.
Do you guys do two chocolates or one chocolate per s'more?
I do. I will do three pieces of Hershey's chocolate, which is the size of two graham crackers, essentially. Right? My chocolate. I do one bar of chocolate, which is three pieces of Hershey's chocolate, and then two graham crackers, and then smush it like a sandwich with the thing.
What time do you guys s'more every day?
After I eat my Chick-fil-A breakfast.
And I invented the fucking
s'more.
I invented the Tate s'more a few years ago, and then I found out people were doing it. But you use Tate's cookies instead of graham crackers on the s'more?
I haven't had a s'more since I was like 10 years old and molested.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your reward for giving good head?
I was supposed to keep my damn mouth shut.
But you couldn't get the s'more in.
I would always get frustrated with putting the s'more together and just eat the chocolate bar. That's how I would eat s'mores.
That's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot, dude. It's also very messy. It's very sticky.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a whole
get marshmallow
to-do
over your face.
I enjoy toasting a marshmallow.
It's a fun process.
I enjoy toasting a marshmallow. What do you toast your marshmallow? Do you let your marshmallow completely get engulfed in flames?
I tell myself I'll have control, and then it gets on fire, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, no, I let it get charred black. I pretend, yeah. Then I pretend that it's a person outside of the White House. I'm like, leave Palestine alone.
He starts screaming, Joe Biden's a war criminal.
I will engulf my marshmallow completely in flames, turn it completely chocolate. I bite off the crispy chocolate skin on the outside, which is probably just cancer, and then I fucking eat the goo.
Yeah, that's probably not good for you.
Natalie, I see you're about to say something.
No, I just like the fact that you were referring to that the burned outside as chocolate.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
It was dark. It's crispy.
Wait, do you think
it just tastes like fire?
You think all dark things are chocolate? Like, look, we're all wearing chocolate shirts today.
Is that where there's teeth marks in the chairs?
My girl left me for chocolate last weekend.
Oh, dude, come on. Too soon.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. Capsulite is an incredible doctor-formulated product that is the most potent on the market. It prevents that awful feeling after a day of drinking. You guys take it during and before a night out of drinking, and the next day you wake up feeling like $1 million.
That's right. It supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol. That's the cause of a hangover, not dehydration. It comes in a fun little portable packet that you can take right to the bar, club, or comedy festival with you. And hey, we've tried it out. We like it a lot. Cannot support Capsulite enough.
Capsulite rules, and we got a great discount for you. If you're coming to Skankfest this year, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have you covered because we do party in Vegas. Just go to capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com. Use a promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that's promo code GAS at capsulite.com for 30% off. All right, where were we? What's another good Oreo flavor, Natalie? I don't like Oreos, so I'm waiting to be impressed.
Number five is just regular Oreo, which I kind of agree with. But number four is the hot cocoa Oreo, which sounds like it could be really good hot and also has Oreo. A marshmallow layer in it.
What's the most outrageous Oreo flavor?
The golden one.
The last one on the ranking
Swedish
of 82.
Fish. They do a Swedish fish one. Oh, that sounds God. Bad.
Yeah.
The last one was banana split.
Oh.
And then the next one was cherry cola Oreo.
Banana is not a great flavor in anything except for a banana.
Yeah, it's hard to add sweets into like cookies and shit like that.
Wait, have we talked before that apparently we don't know what bananas used to taste like?
No, that's interesting.
Right. So you know when you have like a banana flavored candy?
Yeah.
That's not what bananas taste like at all, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's because that's what bananas used to taste like. And then there was like a fungus or something killed them all. So and they started growing a different kind of banana. But bananas used to be sweet and chalky like that.
But the artificial.
But we've never had that flavor because those kind of bananas died.
And they just locked in that artificial flavor.
But that was what bananas used to taste like.
No shit. That's how I feel. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of that. Oh, that's interesting.
You know, like when you have like a Runtz banana or like banana taffy?
Hate them. Hate banana taffy. Should be. Yeah, it's just not a good.
Yeah, the banana flavor is the one I always skip over.
It's terrible.
Yeah, Laffy Taffy, terrible. But apparently bananas used to be sweet and chalky. But it's a completely different. I think it was a fungus or a bug that was growing on all the bananas that killed that strain of banana.
This is like the worst episode of Taste Buds ever.
Yeah, this is awful.
I got an hour of sleep for him to break. I mean, he's like, you have to come in. We have this plan
for you. It's a fat thing, and you're fat, so you have to be here. Can we get a scale, and can we weigh these guys in?
Yep, we'll do.
And then I want to talk to them about their strategies as well. And then I think the prize...
They need you need DeRosa strategies. Here for this show. He's like, you know, we haven't had the banana flavor for real. He'd be like... Dude, I'll fucking kill your family, dude. I'll fucking kill you, dude. Just get all worked up over an apple flavor.
Sorry, eating fruit's so foreign to me. I'm intrigued.
Taste Buds is awesome. That episode where he shot Sal is great.
It's like, I don't like Wendy's. I'll fuck your mother.
No, seriously, I'll kill your, I don't know, I'll kill your whole family, dude.
I don't know, just McDonald's nuggets don't taste as good.
You're not being very trans friendly right now, man.
Jorge, what's your strategy for gaining weight here? Do you, have you thought about it?
I mean, I was a lot more fat up until I moved here. I just lost weight because I walk everywhere.
The only reason Jorge decided that he wanted to do this was because I told him that he was going to get free food all the time on the show.
That's the reason why I've lost weight too, is because I can't afford to buy more food anymore.
So, but here's the thing: we're on a budget. So, what it's gonna be a lot of like the you know, when you go to the supermarket and you get like a six pack of like just like, you know, the little Christmas trees for like $1.19.
I have a grocery like shop frosted. For 10 years.
Thank you. Or
what do you need? A lot of out of season stuff. No, prepare for an Easter celebration. Jorge.
You go to the TJ Maxx of restaurants to get them shit.
Do you know how there's like whatever? I don't know what brand it is, but they
about those shitty cookies with the intense icing on them.
They're always it's not just cookies. It's like there's a whole section usually. It'll be on the end of like the aisle. They don't even put them on real shelves. It's like on the end, and it's like, hey, look, these are for fucking welfare families, but it's a pretty good deal. It'll be like six honey buns for like $1, and it'll be in a long box. Or it'll be like,
they don't taste very good, but they're cheap. Well, fair.
or the other
eat these real ass cookies.
It'll be like Yodels. It's like that style of cake,
off brand Yodels.
But it's like an off brand Yodel,
almost a grocery store brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they're Drake's. I don't know.
They have a lot of those where you're like, I'm getting too much food for this price.
They also there's a banana one specifically where they're like rolls and it has banana.
Yeah. Ugh,
the fact that Jorge has been fat he's an automatic lock to win this.
Yeah, it's Gabe by Mike has never been fat.
I'll let him speak on it.
Please, Gabe by Mike, come over here.
What? You used to be fat.
I was a fatty as a kid.
Really? How much did you weigh?
Does anybody else hear like an oven beeping in the background?
50 or 160 pounds of my heaviest.
And how much do you weigh now?
I can't crack 125.
Wow.
So you're like 110 right now?
No, like I'm about a 125-ish.
Okay. You topped out at 160?
Yeah.
And Jorge, what were you at your heaviest?
Like 215.
215?
What are you now?
Oh my God, dude. Jorge's 5'2". I need to point this out.
Right now, I hover anywhere between 155 and 165.
Wow. So this is going to be all about percentage. You know, they say muscle weighs more than fat too, but I think that's a lie. I've never once been like, oh dude, I feel really heavy right now in jet.
No. So let me ask you this. Is there gonna be rules on them working out? Because Jorge, he wants to do this because he wants to eat, but he may sneak in workouts if he's just trying to get food.
He's just the only rule is they have to be, they're going to weigh in 1 month from today, and whoever has gained more percentage is going to win $200. Cold hard cash,
guys.
Boys.
Negotiate.
Cold hard cash,
that number
boys.
Off the top of his head.
And that'll cover part of your copay when you go to the hospital for a heart attack.
What's going to be your strategy, Gabe, by Mike, to gain weight?
I'm going to hit the gym hard and eat every second I can.
Why are you going to hit the gym hard?
I'm already hitting the gym hard. Why would I stop that momentum?
He's going to walk into the glass doors of the gym.
I would get it.
What type of food are you going to eat?
Peanut butter, mainly.
Just peanut butter. That's
a lot of peanut butter.
I'm going to switch off of diet.
He's naming the thing that we have a giant jar of here.
I don't think that that's... I think you guys got to go harder. You got to pack it down.
Steal stuff from Gabe.
I've been trying to challenge Jorge to a pizza eating contest for a while.
Wow.
He's the one that never wants to do it. He's been saying since I started.
I'll tell you right now, get fucking two large pies right now. Yes. I want to see who can put down more pizza right now. We're going to kick off this fucking show right now the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, Jorge versus Gabe Blind Mike. Who can eat more pizza? Who's going to gain more weight?
Who's going to get Andy a slice?
Andy
and a surprise attack by the crew on the podcast.
Who's going to hold Andy back?
Oh, my God.
participating.
It's the NWO music. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Off the top right.
I drop in like Sting.
Yeah. I point at the pizza with my bat with a sausage stick.
It's like money in the briefcase. We're all reaching for the pot.
Andy Levin and Zach aren't even in this match. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Go grab two large pies. Get them from that cheap place on the corner, though. Don't go to the fucking good place that we go to for
Copy that. I sent Emily for it. I'll let her know.
Yeah, the dollar pizza place across. Back to a dollar.
They're back to a dollar?
Back to a dollar, baby.
Just New go York's buy back. Go buy 20 slices individually. We don't need a whole pies made. Just get 20 slices. We're good.
But then what are you guys having?
They got to do a comp.
I mean, come on, guys.
Can we weigh in? Can we weigh in? Gable and Mike first. Gable and Mike, you're going to want to be as close to naked as possible because you want to be as light as possible for the initial weigh-in.
Let us see your body, Mike.
Just the best thing fully is, naked, just
we can tell him whatever number we want is on that scale.
Mike, this is 350.
You're 65 pounds, Mike.
I was amazed he said he was over 100. Yeah. I would have pinned 95 on him.
He's a light little boy. Gable and Mike coming in right now.
I do like the hacky sack guy at a college look he's doing right now.
Let's and see. Playing the stepson in many pornos, coming to the scale.
What does it say?
Prematurely ejaculating at 100.
It says 103.8.
103?
No way.
103.8.
No. It's because
this is not even. Also, Jorge's wearing two different socks.
To be fair, this scale hasn't worked right since Zach stepped on it.
Jorge's like,
cool. Take one at a time.
Jorge's like, can we also do a buy me matching socks competition?
Let's see. There's no way he's 103 pounds.
Look at him. What do you mean?
That's a heavy shirt, Mike.
He looks like he's from the Holocaust.
What?
121.2.
121.2. Wow. Mark it down. 121.2. One more weigh-in just to make it even. Yeah. Just make sure. Good idea, Lev.
Typical fat guy. Let me try again.
Yeah. Also, lie to yourself how much your socks weigh.
It rained.
All right, good. Step on it again. We're going to get a second weigh-in just to make sure that it's the correct weight. 121.2. Woo! It's official. 121.2. He weighs as much as a hot woman. The perfect weight for any woman out there, ladies. That's the goal. And now we have Jorge coming to the scale right now. This is very exciting. The first ever weight gaining competition in the history of any podcast.
And now, this next contestant stands outside your door for a while after he walks you home.
What is it?
157.2.
All right. That's it.
And then we'll do a double check if we want to.
Yeah, do a double check just in case. Make sure it's the same thing. I'm very excited about this. I want to see you guys just nonstop eating. We have two pizzas coming today. You guys got a hammer.
Yeah, that's
down.
157.2.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. Did you tell Emily to buy 20 slices of pizza?
I told her to get two large pizzas from the cheap place.
Okay, that's fine. I feel like they're going to make... The problem is if you make them two large pizzas, we have to make the pizzas, whereas you can just clear out all the dollar slices. You know?
Either way.
It's fine. All right.
Did you get your coffee?
No, I didn't. I've been waiting for my fucking coffee for... I don't even know. I've put up my cup and tapped it 15 times. Who knows? Who knows at this point what the fuck's going on, you know?
16's the charm.
You're telling us.
So, let's see. The Boston Robotics. I like Boston Robotics in a weird way.
The robots getting deadlier?
The robots are pretty fucking cool, dude. I bought a robot.
They're just racist robots.
I bought a robot for my pool, and it's kind of cute.
What do you mean?
I bought a robot for my pool.
What does it do?
Dives, swims, does like that underwater sequences.
Just like to hang out?
No, it cleans the fucking pool, you dildo, obviously.
I don't know.
What else would my pool robot do?
I had no idea.
It's a lifeguard?
Yeah. I was pulling out this dancing thing. I was like picturing it.
Raise your shot.
I got a lifeguard robot. It's a...
does dive?
No swimming right after you eat. It's my companion. It sucks my dick in the pool. Like, oh, yeah, robot.
I don't know, man.
That cleans the pool. Cleans the goddamn
pool.
So
which is the truth here?
The robot cleans the pool.
Oh.
Is it like an underwater Roomba?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. He goes up the walls and he goes...
What the fuck?
And he's cute. And then he comes up to the top and then he looks at me with his little eyeball and he farts. Water comes out of his ass. And I'm like, that's fucking...
He makes little racial jokes at Lewis.
Dude, it rolls.
The pool is spick and span, mijo.
They gave it eyebrows.
Yeah. How scary are you of your ex trying to fuck the pool boy that you got this robot? Come on,
she's always got a machine up her pussy.
I Yeah, I'm very.
He cleans
so
the pool and
love
makes my girlfriend come.
Dude, I really love my robot. So this, I'm into robots lately. Boston Robotics, you guys know them. They do like the fucking like the dog robots where like they walk around. What is the point of that company?
To
robotics.
But what's the point though? Like, what do those robots do?
Put Chinese people to work.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make the robots better, and then that leads to new technologies.
Is it eventually for like war? They're going to be war bots,
yeah,
right? That's the idea.
Terminators, shit like that.
We're going to fucking
they kill,
eventually
like hostage situations. They send a robot in first,
maybe.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, dude.
That one guy, they like, yeah, they like blow up the wall behind that so that you don't lose officers.
Yeah,
I think eventually they're gonna.
They're mostly for bombs. I always see them patrolling around Lewis when he's on stage.
Damn, dude.
Damn, be cold. Cold as ice. Slipper.
God damn, you got it, dude.
Not Monday Night at the Stand when I fucking buried Lem.
Yeah, right, Lewis.
When I buried
Wait till
Lem.
The tapes come in.
Was that dog up there a furry? Or did they make the robot a furry?
Yes, they did. So the idea
like
that. Was that it looked here. It looked like this thing.
Yeah, and then they put
and
a costume
on it. And then to make
it
more welcoming, they put a dog costume on it, and everyone's thinking that it looks more terrifying.
Let's see. Oh, it is kind of fun.
Oh, it is cute. I like it. It looks like Bear in the Big Blue House.
I'm going to throw it in my pool. Clean the fucking pool, dog.
It's cute until it's just staring at you in your doorway in the middle of the night.
Oh, the potential of scaring black people.
Yo, what the hell?
Oh, dude. The all hell nods are going to be crazy.
This looks... It literally looks like it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't think this is real.
This is 100%
animated.
Real?
No, this is all animated.
Yes, this is real.
This is how to make black people like them. They learn to dance.
So it's just the same robot
the new
twice.
Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah, it has speakers.
Freaky ass fellow.
That's not computer generated. That's real?
No, that's real. It's the same two of the same robot.
It looks
and everyone's
like CGI.
It looked
that's
fake.
CGI. Yeah,
it looked fake.
It's very much real and features a real life robot.
Somebody
they
in the racist live chat, post if this is CGI and our producers are being duped again. This happens very often. Our producers will bring like a straight up like fucking scam and then bring it to the show like it's real. It's like they brought up the Holocaust on Holocaust Remembrance Day. I was like, this is not real.
guys. Do the research.
They haven't eaten in weeks.
Snopes it, folks.
It says while the black and yellow robot on the right is recognizable as Spot, the bot on the left is decked out in a blue sparkly costume designed for him to.
Look at Natalie giving us an attitude right now.
I'm reading it.
Fucking Natitude. That's what we're calling it. Fucking Natitude with Natalie. Damn, she's pissed.
If it's fake, then the whole article from Daily Mail is fake. Wow. It was designed to look like Sprocket from Fraggle Rock.
What are they? What's the point of these Boston Dynamics? Because they're gonna eventually have AI, right? So right now it's all clunky. Right now they can just fucking donk, 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 and they say you kick them over and then they get back up. That's where it goes. But eventually, once this thing learns, once it's like fucking learning to be adaptable, that's when it gets fucking crazy.
I'd imagine the first thing because. They have the things in LA. They've been using it on John Mulaney's live show, the robots that deliver your Amazon.
Yeah.
Or like they'll go to your house with snacks. I'd imagine they're making one that will go up the stairs at your apartment building.
Yeah, I saw that in LA maybe a few years ago. There was like a fucking robot going down the street and it had like a in its chest. It had where the chest would be. And it's like a thing and there was food. It was being delivered. And then I got in its way, and I was like, please get out of my way. I was like, no fucking way, robot. And I was like, I mean, if I was 14 years old, I would have dropped.
Give me the snacks, robo faggot.
I would have drop kicked this thing to the ground, and I would have smashed it open, and I would have had a fucking.
I believe that's been quite an issue.
Can we see people attacking the food delivering robots? That rules.
A lot of this robotics and AI shit is not. What people are making it out to be. Like, did you see the Amazon store where they're like, it's all AI, and it was just Indian people watching people shop?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because they
automated Indians.
Yeah, it was basically you could go into the Amazon store, grab whatever you wanted, and leave, and it would just tally it up and charge you.
Well, they're airports now, so you just go into an airport right now, and
so
you literally
Indians
walk in and you get charged because do you scan your card when you go in? Right, that's what it is.
I don't know, I haven't done it.
Yeah, you tap your card when you go in. And then you go in, and then when you leave, it just everything you have, they just automatically deduct.
Well, in the Amazon stores, it was just Indian people watching you on closed circuit cameras, counting what you bought.
Really?
Yeah, they thought it was going to work, but it wasn't working, so they were trying to keep up, and it was just Indian people seeing what you bought.
Yeah. It was just a bodega.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a bunch of people in L.A. attacking the food delivery robots.
Let's see. He's humping it. Oh, it's a crazy pregnant Asian bitch.
They're like, we didn't consider
Ali Wong.
You look like, please get out of my way. Fuck you, motherfucker. Suck my dick. That rules.
I mean, what a horrible idea this is.
These suck.
It really looks like my pool robot. Look at him. He's getting the food out of it.
It's like, I'm a fuck it. Oh, yeah, dude. You can just tip it over.
Help me, please. Help me. And you just got to wait for your food to fucking come.
Imagine that's your food gets delivered after with four homeless people rioting on it.
Just a fucking black guy humping my McDonald's
like,
order.
I didn't order homeless shit this time.
But did you see Italy's working on its own AI?
Well, how do you guys feel about those videos that they...
Lewis, did you see Italy is working on its own AI? It's called A-O.
So...
did you do that one Sunday? Or was it that Monday?
I just love
Monday.
Going back to that.
Jesus Christ. You literally made me forget what I was going to say.
The videos?
How do you feel about those videos about like it'll be like an Uber Eats driver and then they'll get there and then they'll see that they don't give a tip. And they're like, hey, just so you know, I'm taking your food back. You don't get your food. You can't have it without tipping me.
Oh, yeah. They see that before they deliver it. So they just hold
they choose.
Well, no, there's a new thing now in New York. I don't know if it's all over where you don't put the tip in until after you get it.
You can do both. So you can put the tip in after you get it. You can put the tip in before. You could change the tip. You could literally tip them $100, then take that tip away after they deliver your food.
Wait, you can change it?
You could change the tip, yeah. Because let's say they come, you gave them a really good tip, and then they were assholes or whatever. You're like, oh, I'm not fucking giving you a really good tip. Fuck off.
Wait, what do they get paid if you don't tip?
They get a delivery fee. So it's pretty crazy, dude. If you look at Uber Eats or any of these things, there's a delivery fee. They upcharge the food, like everything, like the burger. If you order a burger on Uber Eats, you're paying like 70 cents more for the burger than the menu. They get that. Then they get a delivery fee, a service fee, and then you tip them on top of it. So the driver, the way it works is they see how much the ride is worth. They get a notification and it'll say, bling, $10.45 ride. And then that's a combination of their delivery fee and their, they choose to accept that ride or not accept the ride. If they don't, here's what happens. If they stop accepting rides in the hood, like let's say they don't want to go like deliver to black people, they'll lose their job. They can't do that. You have to like literally be equal opportunity. Yeah. And, but, you know, I will say there is a pretty hefty fee attached to the delivery as it is.
Yeah. I realized that where we were ordering on Uber Eats or whatever the one night. Then I go, let me just see what it is on the actual website. And it was like almost half the price.
Oh, really?
So unless I'm hammered. Because I live in Jersey, so I get like it's easy to drive and shit. So unless I'm hammered or whatever, I just go get the food because the fucking fees are crazy.
I know. It's fucking wild, dude. I do Instacart for my grocery shopping very often, which is like the worst idea ever because it's like probably $100 more than just going grocery. But grocery shopping is a fucking nightmare. Just walking through the fucking aisles.
Also, you have a car.
Yeah.
So like for people who live in the city, I think Instacart makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's also true. I used to fucking shop in the city. They'd just walk around with fucking bags. It was awful. Dude, living in New York City sucks dick.
I'd probably do Instacart in the city.
There is a funny video of the to-go orders at a Taco Bell in the hood.
Yeah.
And it's just a giant pile of food. And the guy goes, these are all the orders with zero tips. And no one will take them. They've been sitting here all day.
But I thought the tip is always after on those things. I thought that's when it... Oh, no, it is before, isn't it?
It's before, yeah.
I wonder if they like. I wonder if like in certain areas you just never get tips because I used to wait tables and you'd occasionally get no tip, but it would always factor out that like the no tip tables wouldn't matter. But I wonder if you're getting a lot of if no tipping is becoming more common.
I mean, look, I just feel like you should tip your delivery driver. Yeah. If you don't get tipped, that's part of the job. Is sometimes people are fucking dickheads and they don't tip. When I used to deliver pizzas, there was just one house that would never tip. They would pay and change. You'd show up and they'd fucking literally have a
Here's
jar.
Your pizza, Mom.
Dude, they'd have a jar of change and they would fucking pay you and like literally count it out. I was like, this is the fucking worst. It was so much worse to deliver to them. But the house smelled like shit. It was fucking awful, dude. That fucking, and then like delivering pizza was like, I remember like $2 was your standard tip, $3. Once in a while you get like a $5 guy, but that fucking rules.
I had when I worked in a Chinese restaurant, I had like this Jewish boss who had like huge guy had anger management.
He sat on the counter going like this.
The guy was the worst. Now he had these like anger management issues, and he called Domino's, and this Indian guy came to deliver it, and he was like, "Sir, I'm downstairs." And he was like, "Yeah, yeah, come up, I'll buzz you up." And he's like, "No, policy says we can't go up. You have to come down." He's like, "All right, I'll be right there." He went downstairs, pulled him out of the car, and beat the shit out of him just for not going up.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's like a psycho, dude. He would like, I'd just be there like alone at work, and he would call it and be like, "I just got pulled over. I'm not going to be there for a couple days." And he'd just hang up.
I'm on a run for the cops. I can't tell you where I am.
In all fairness, that Indian guys do not like going in the building.
Yeah,
they are shook.
Why does it smell so clean in here? What the fuck is
Let's
this?
Let's see.
Everyone smells like lemons. This is weird.
These are the most common sex mistakes that men make according to a porn star. This is interesting. I want to hear this.
Sex mistakes?
Sex mistakes.
Accent. So this is her. This is what she looks. Oh, that's not her. Sorry.
Who's the here porn star? Here What's her is. Name? Okay, pretty toy.
Annie Knight. She's Australian.
Annie Knight.
You probably fuck her Annie Knight. You know what I'm saying, folks?
The main one is
that
dudes tend to just jump right into it, which for women kind of ruins the experience. Quote, they think it's all about getting in and getting the job done rather than the little things that add up to a lot.
Imagine listening to a whore talk about it.
Shut up, pig. Yeah. Suck my dick.
You have no other skills.
She also complains about not getting tips.
is that the number one? Is there any more?
Yeah, there's a few. Hold on.
Why are we pretending like the pizzas are not here?
Okay, the pizzas are here. Let's see. I want to get Jorge and...
Should they get in there for that?
Can we do it? Not only can it be who can hammer more, who could do it faster. I think it should be like straight up a...
But should this be at the table?
Yeah, it should be at the table.
It should be at the table. They should be in here, and we should put 15 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, and whoever comes first.
We can make
first.
That happen.
And I want just the cheese off of one of the slices, please.
Yeah, and there should be a save one for Andy challenge.
Gabe, I'm like, if you could baby bird it into Andy's mouth.
Yeah. Also, human centipede.
That, by the way, looks how, like how Gabe Blind Mike
Those
eats.
Look like nice like, fucking yeah. pizzas.
So,
right there.
Are they each allowed one glass of water?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, they can have water. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you have to dunk it in the water so it sucks ass to eat. Like a real competition.
Dude, dollar pizza sucks. I don't know what it is.
It really does.
They skimp it on everything.
Yeah,
because
that's
dough.
Why it's a dollar.
It's just dough, and then they put like the...
They charge much less for it, but then you don't get as much.
I know. He's losing his shit in a dollar pizza. Like, this fucking pizza tastes like shit.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that's what sucks about it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a dollar.
The benefit
dude.
Is that it's a dollar.
It's like the only...
Yeah.
I don't think... What are you calling... You're acting like I'm saying something stupid. I'm saying a fact.
Yes. You're saying the most obvious fact.
It's not the most obvious
water's
fact.
Water's wet.
Fuckface. Not everybody in the fucking country goes to New York City and has dollar pizza. Not everybody knows that they literally put the thinnest fucking layer of fucking sauce on it.
Here, wait. We're about to hit. In 15 seconds, we start.
So 15 minutes?
Who's keeping count?
Beautiful. How many slices they could put down? This is exciting.
I want one so bad.
On your mark?
I'll keep count.
Get set.
Gorge.
Gorge.
No, Jorge.
That was funny. I don't even like the way Mike's eating it. These
who eats it from the side, you fucking psycho?
It's not helping you to do that.
Jorge with the respectable fold.
You gotta fold it. You gotta hand. Look, Jorge's got a good.
If there's anything me and Lev know about, it's respectable folds.
We're poker players.
Gabe by Mike folded it to keep up with him, but the way that he folded it, is crazy. I don't know what the
He's
fuck.
He's blind, Lewis. It's almost like you shouldn't hire disabled people to run shit.
He's got fingers. He understands how to feel it.
I'd be willing to bet there's no eyeballs
He's
under
He's trying
those
to read the pizza.
Yeah, he's touching the burnt bubble on top.
He thinks he's playing a piano right now, the
Jorge,
poor kid.
You don't understand. The pizza's telling me not to eat it.
Jorge is doing a great job at just eating a lot of it, then taking a nice swig of
nice
water.
Pace.
Good pace.
Jorge's eating it like this.
Dude,
is the
don't
food
drink water, dude. It's going to fill you up.
Jorge, is this the first food
no,
you've had
you
today?
Need the water to get it down faster.
Yeah, Jorge's
Gabe
not...
Mike looks like Mr. Burns trying his first slice of pizza.
Jorge's not...
Pizza, Smithers.
Jorge's not
You know
trying.
I don't like ethnic food.
By the way, somehow Gabe by Mike is kind of keeping up right now. He's actually, you know what? Slice number one, Gabe Line Mike, is about to finish. Jorge's going for the second before he's finished the first.
Yeah. Jorge's got first, second in hand.
Can we get the Chicka Chicka Oh Yeah music on? I feel like it's necessary for this.
I wouldn't have eaten the crust.
Oh, Gabe Line Mike with a bad rip. Yeah. Now, oh, yeah. touching fucking all of them.
Oh, wait. He put them two together at the same time.
Yeah, wow. Two at the same time.
Wait, Mike, cut off that little extra edge because they're not going to give you credit for that.
They're not going
to
get it.
Telling Jorge, you used to be fat, but I'm about to be fat.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mike?
Lev is getting horny. He's thinking about the Kit Kat commercial.
It's nothing like
what was it? Twix. It was
hot?
Twix.
It's so hot.
It's hot. Good.
You know, is the roof of your mouth burnt? Or is that just like.
I think doing it that way is not going to actually make it faster to eat the pizza.
I think that's more of a stylistic choice.
I can't
and
wait
it'll protect
you guys...
your mouth from burning if you're.
That is true.
You make a pizza sandwich.
Two slices of dollar pizza together, that was like one normal slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Like in thickness.
But you got to understand, there's a lot less sauce on those two. Oh, hear me out, boys. Uh-huh. There's a lot less sauce on those two.
What's that about?
And it's like less quality ingredients.
They're like cheaping out.
It's like
on
fucked
this
up. Like, cool, it's a dollar, but why is there less?
I don't know if you guys know this. Hold on, hear me out though. Hold on. You know they use less sauce and less cheese on these.
Yeah. And it's a dollar.
It's all dumb.
What slice are they on? They're both on two?
Jorge's finishing his second one right now.
Oh, I forgot I was.
He needs some napkins. Yeah, and Gabe Line Mike is slowing down.
See, this is fat inexperience. No fat would ask for a napkin. They just use the rest of the box to wipe their face off on.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah. You don't.
I just don't want Rob to yell at me for making a mess.
How is the pizza? Is it okay at least?
No.
I'm going to say that I'm going to make the executive decision, and for the Monday meeting, the production meeting, we're going to start ordering this pizza instead. It is like a third of the price.
After you just said it's horrible?
Yeah. Wow, slice number two down. Jorge's fucking crushing it.
Mike is probably technically at two, right?
What's the best
pizza? Oh, what was that jerk for? Did you kind of go down too quick?
What was the best pizza you've ever had, Lev?
DeFara's in Brooklyn.
DeFara's.
You ever had that?
No. It's good.
He's a really famous pizza maker. He was like, he did it all by hand. He reaches it out of the oven by hand. He'd only come in and make a few pies a day. Mm. And it would be a liner on the block.
Because he would burn his hands hard. He'd have to go home.
That place was amazing. Amazing. Yeah. I worked like a few blocks away, and my staff there was like, you never had DeFara's? And I was like, no, man. They were like, go right now. They're like, well, we won't even clock
you. We'll
out.
Cover
just
you.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
went. And that was that. It was, and still
that's
there?
How much it sucks to work with you.
I think he I think he might have died.
He died.
I think so. His name was Dominic.
Dominic DeFara.
Really famous pizza guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Everyone says the best pizza in the country is Frank Pepe's, which
it's
is good.
Okay.
It's good. The problem is when they present it that way, you start to go, fuck off, dude.
Yeah,
fuck right off.
Yeah, the Connecticut pizza people always oversell it, where they always try to compare it to New York.
If
and
you
I go,
just said, "Yo, this is a pretty good slice of pizza," and they gave it to you, you'd be like, "Yo, this is fucking great."
Yeah,
but they try to sell it to you in a way where you're like, "Dude, no, I'm from New York, fucking city, cocksucker."
Yeah, they do it
do
like
you think
a
Connecticut is beating us.
They do it like a competition, and it's like, no, you just guys got to go like ours is good in its own special way.
So they are both.
Shit. I gotta be honest, I didn't know Mike was gonna be this powerful.
Slice number three. Mike just finished.
So Mike, he's holding four right now.
He's holding four, but Mike, that's a piece of four right
there.
That's
a piece of four in there.
You gotta take that.
No, that was extra.
No, that was the it's crap. We did this. Yeah. Listen, we're sitting here doing pizza math. Don't worry.
They're three.
So they're both on their fourth.
They're both three down each. They're on their fourth. One pie down. We are 5 minutes in. Do you think they could eat? How full are you right now, Jorge? Talking to the microphone. Are you getting full? It's a lot of bread. Not that much sauce. Not that much cheese. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I could house two of these easy.
Yeah.
Like, one would not faze me.
Look at that. Look at that right there. It does look good, dude. You know who made pizza look great?
If you guys finish this off, I'll kill you.
The Ninja Turtle.
The Ninja fuck. Doggy, I'm dead ass.
I know.
How do you know where I'm going every time?
Because I've been sitting next to you for 10 years.
Oh.
Quietly.
Dude, the Ninja Turtles.
I saw pizza on this album cover that made me want to come.
Dude, the Ninja Turtles, just with the way they ate their pizza, they did it with such joy. They were like, ah! It was a fucking bomb, dude.
Ninja Turtles did for pizza what Shaggy and Scooby did for big sandwiches.
Ninja Turtles really did slam a fucking nice pizza, dude.
I never watched it.
You never watched Ninja Turtles? Shut up. Man. Stop it, Lev. Are you okay, Gabe? I'm like, are you going to vomit? What'd you say?
I'm so sorry.
Look how far he is. Oh, he's starting to pull ahead. Jorge's very calm, slow, and steady. This is the way you win the race.
He's just eating lunch, dude.
Yeah.
If you had a
He's also finished a donut challenge before.
Yeah.
What's the donut challenge? What was the donut challenge?
Shout out the Dunkin' challenge.
I heard.
I ate 14 donuts in an hour.
That I want to try.
I could do that.
That's not hard.
I get a hammer.
You say that, but it's like this, where it's all bread and chewy, so like your mouth.
No, I love you, Jorge. You're my other half, but like that's not hard.
I could do three every 10 minutes.
He's like, for the challenge, I donut produce a good podcast. Come on,
you know, I did it while producing a podcast, and it was a really good episode.
Well, which podcast was it? I want to see this.
High Society Radio.
High Society. You did 14 donuts in an hour.
You know what I decided I'm going to have for lunch?
By the way, donut is my favorite sweet treat.
Yeah, really? I had two on the way here.
I love a donut.
What are you doing?
Come on, one at a time.
He's doubling up, dude.
He's doubling up again. All right.
Don't be scared.
All of Lewis's podcasts are donut podcasts because he keeps booking holes.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck all of you.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the unfunny twats we have to sit and listen to.
Dougie,
he's single again. There's going to be more, baby.
Oh, yeah, the parade.
I already know which one he's got his eyes on. I already know. I saw him in the fucking at the club the other day. Doggy,
ooh, you about to get a new road feature.
She's pretty hot. So explain the taco to us. Is it a good taco? What kind of taco is it? Non sequitur, taco.
Natalie.
Edit that out. Also, Natalie should have to talk in a Shannon impression when she's filling in for Shannon.
I agree. Can you try it? Let me hear your impression of Shannon, Natalie.
What do you want me to say? Give me something that Shannon
say,
would
Lewis,
say.
Say, Lewis, I want to suck your cock so hard right now.
See, I can't because I know that Shannon would never
Shannon
say
Shannon says it all the time. You don't know what Shannon says.
Hold on. Let me. So I have to go. I don't know. I want to be respectful because she's my friend.
Okay.
I have to go to the cat hospital to take care of my cat.
Lewis killed my pussy. Lewis, please put your big, fat, dark cock in my ass. I need it so bad. Natalie,
Jorge, is that four?
Natalie's an ugly slut. Yeah.
I'm saying what Shannon would say.
Is that six?
Yeah. That was a good Shannon, Natalie.
Thank you.
This your
so
six right
they're
now.
Both holding six?
Yeah, they're both holding six, but
he's holding five and
Gay
six.
Gay by Mike has fallen behind, yep. But now he took a huge bite that he's going to regret. So I already know for a fact.
Those are five and six, Mike?
How did Mike? He was a whole slice ahead. How is he fucking?
No, he was. They evened out.
They evened out.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is the beeping?
I don't know.
I think they're fixing.
They just fixed the water machine in there.
Oh, okay. I was like, is Zach backing up in his chair?
Are you
my heart monitor? I gotta say,
I like that one.
Are you guys gonna get crazy sleepy in like 10 minutes?
Because he's Mexican. He walked in crazy and sleepy. Crazy and sleepy are his cousins.
I can throw back a lot of pizza, but it, like once I get to like 4 or 5, it starts to put me in that.
Give
like,
me another
food coma.
Another sex mistake. Is it eating a lot of pizza before sex? You don't want to eat a lot before sex. That's why before you go out, my advice is to bang before you go out to dinner.
I've heard that.
And then you go out, you just eat fucking.
Psychotic.
No, that's the way to do it, dude.
It makes sense, but it's still crazy.
Nah, but
it's like getting, going to dinner.
It's
though.
Getting jerked off before the massage and a rub and tug.
Dude,
just get it out of the way, like let me enjoy my fucking massage now, right?
Also, you've never walked that tightrope where your girl gets drunk and she's like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Then you get home and the second she lays down and she like falls asleep.
You both fall. You're too tired. You're too drunk.
Yeah.
Every time, dude.
And then
every
when you
time.
Fuck her, it's boring.
Yeah. Hey, you're
you fucked my girlfriend?
Yeah,
it was boring.
So give me another sex tip from this porn whore, please.
It's actually a compilation of a variety of porn whores that
Ooh,
are waiting.
Ooh, another porn whore. I want to see this one. Who's this?
This is a K. Manuel.
Okay.
She says that, like, the idea that men... this is a different one. But from Katia Cortez, who says that men think that women can orgasm on command.
Yeah.
And will ask, like, if...
That's why it's called command.
And they'll ask if I finished, even if they only lasted, like, 10 seconds.
No man thinks women come on command. We don't care if you come. That's it.
Most men know it's hard to do that, so you learn to not care as much.
Yeah, you learn what happens is you learn to let it not attack your ego that she's not enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, you can really just have great sex.
I will say though, if you tap into like the slow lovemaking, I feel like you can hit that.
Retarded girls?
Yeah. All those hot chicks on Instagram now.
Give me another one, Natalie.
It's funny. They talked to four different porn whores, and three of them said that men go too fast and rush into it too
men
much.
Go
I don't
too
know why
fast.
This is the whole.
We go too fast. What do you? We're excited.
I think it's because of porn. Porn programs you to like get in there and like jackhammer it. And
no.
It's like, nah, you can do it.
I do a lot of foreplay. Dude. I'm fucking I don't even touch her for 2 hours, dude. I just stare at each other for 2 hours.
I play Call of Duty and forget about her.
Who's this Fortnite player? He plays Fortnite for 3 hours. I'll be here in a second, baby. You start without me.
Foreplay.
Number one victory royale.
Can you put on this John Wick costume?
Hold on, I got a new skin.
It's my foreskin.
What, that was good. Well, give me another one, Natalie. Is there any more?
No, I think that's it. It was just three different bitches saying, slow down.
Slow down.
I love
boys.
That we're turning that into a misogynist.
I know. It's just three bitches, just fucking dirty porn whores.
Absolute pigs. Give us decent tips.
No, I just love, like, women are like, I have something interesting to say about sex. And then every one of them is like, sometimes they go too fast.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
That's it. We know.
Yeah. Stop hitting.
We know. What is your sex tip for guys, Natalie? Because you like guys and gals.
So
what's your sex tip for a guy?
Don't feel bad about it. Where's he going?
He's more water, I hope.
Oh.
Nat's like, I don't like when the guy throws up.
I was...
It really kills the mood.
I don't like when the guy realizes my voice is lower than his.
Are you kidding? That's my favorite part.
I'm sorry, Natalie. I love you.
I don't like when the guy calls me little buddy the whole time.
What's your sex
just, like,
advice for the boys?
Don't be afraid to like ask. Like
don't
feel
be afraid
like
to ask.
Yeah, don't.
Anal.
I mean, whatever.
Nice.
Just like don't be afraid to like. Don't feel like you have to just be silent the whole time and read minds.
Yeah, but don't you want like so? Do you want a guy to ask? Or you want a guy to do? Because I think of the thumb in the butt.
I always worry about
thumb in the butt. You don't want to ask.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You just want to just fucking do it, and you want her to reach back and move your hand away if she's not into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you gotta like test it out.
You start rubbing it.
Hang out the rim.
Yeah, yeah. You
and
start
then
rubbing
she moves
it.
Her ass away, or she.
Yeah, it's like one of the holes on a flute. Like you just hold it closed for a second and see if it changes.
But
the
that's why I can't eat because if she did that to my asshole and I ate bad first, I'm gonna just shit right in her face.
Yeah,
it's
the
be
way
over.
To tell her to stop is to have diarrhea on her.
Yeah. How you guys feeling over
slow
here?
Slow the fuck down.
What slice are you on, Jorge? This is 7.
That's crazy.
Gay Blind Mike, you're on number what? 7. You got to finish the other one, though. The other one's not even finished. You're hiding pieces in the napkin.
He's palming one.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. All
right, this is your last minute, boys. Last minute.
Last fucking minute. Well, this is it.
What's that behind your ear?
Jorge, Jorge, are you going to finish a whole pie right now? Because I don't think Gay Blind Mike can keep
up. That was the saddest 7 I've ever heard.
Jorge's fucking crushing it, dude. Gable and Mike, you better fucking figure it out. Because I think Jorge probably would. Let's weigh them both
Mike,
in after
much,
the pizza.
How much can you put in your mouth, Mike? Shove that shit in there, dude.
Yeah, dude. Earn your name, Gay Blind Mike.
Dude, everything you do is wrong. Like, just, even the way
he's holding it,
water,
drinking it.
Yeah,
he's holding the pizza backwards.
Yeah. He's trying different grips.
It's like you know when you
he's holding the cup all right, and then just tilting his face under it.
Like, yeah, you're holding thing he does is some way off.
He's holding the pizza like it's a fine scotch.
4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow. Andy's turn.
Yeah.
Andy's
laughing. You know you want one.
I don't want that. No.
You know it's all cold and shitty now.
It's a shitty,
shitty pizza.
Not a lot of sauce.
It's not though.
This is actually horrible.
It's horrible, dude. You don't realize like how bad dollar pizza is.
The problem with dollar pizza, man, is you can you'll never feel full eating it. Like an hour later, you'll still be starving.
It's bad, dude. It's bad. Look, we're gonna wrap. This has been fun. Fun show. Always a great time. We're very excited. Are you gonna weigh in? Weigh in. Let's weigh in.
Weigh in.
I want to see how much you weigh. How much you gained eating 7 slices of pizza?
He got sauce on his pants.
He came with that.
I'm gonna say he gained a full 2 pounds of pizza just now. How much did you weigh before, Jorge? What was your official? What was your weight before?
157.2.
157.2. Take your shoes off. And he weighs in, let's see,
159.4
2.2 pounds.
That's my boy.
2.2 pounds. Wow, daddy folks. Proud. Wow.
And what, Mike was like 103 something.
Yeah. Mike, I think Mike was 121.
No, 121.2.
Point two. Yeah,
that's right.
Let's say.
And he had one less slice of pizza. He had six slices.
But more, so more percentage of his whole body is pizza right now.
Yes, that is true. So how much, we'll see what percentage he gained, actually.
124.8. He is more percent pizza than Jorge is.
He's more, he actually.
He's more, he's more percent pizza than man right now.
He Gabe Wine Mike actually gained a higher percentage of body weight.
He drank more water.
His pizza to Mike ratio is crazy right now.
That's wild, dude. Putting on 3 pounds just like that.
Well, he drank like 3 cups of water.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right, look, we're wrapping. This has been fun. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. And yes, we're back with Legion of Skanks Friday Night Hang. Going to be out on Friday night. So yeah, tune in for that as well. And we'll check you guys next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.